Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now, the prefix ocracy is Greek for government by, but that's an idea the Greeks are struggling with right now. It's not just Greece's economic future that's at stake. Now there are questions about its political future, too, with reports crossing the wires in the last hour that the Greek government is ready to discuss a transition and rumors flying around about Greek Prime Minister Papandreou possibly stepping down. Just a few minutes ago, the AP reported that the Greek Prime Minister has scrapped his plan to hold a referendum on the latest European debt deal for their country. As President Obama and other world leaders head to Cannes for the G20 meetings, the Greek chaos is threatening to, that's another Greek word, chaos, threatening to pull down the financial stability of the European Union. As the BBC reminded us this morning, chaos is a Greek word for an utter void. Joining me now from Athens is Rachel Donadio, New York Times Rome bureau chief, who's been their correspondent from Greece recently. Hi, Rachel. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Hi, Brian. No problem.
So as I just said, the AP has just reported that two officials close to the prime minister say the referendum idea has been scrapped. What are you hearing on that?
Yeah, that's the latest to come out of an ongoing cabinet meeting. Again, it is chaotic here, a Greek word. The situation, the weather changes very quickly. A few hours ago, it seemed like the prime minister would step down. Now it seems like he's going to stick to his guns but scrap the referendum idea. That, my sense is that they probably will scrap the referendum idea. I could be wrong. But the idea is that one of the reasons Papandreou wanted to put Greece's arrangement with its foreign lenders to a popular vote is to have the Greek people have more of a say, you know, democracy, another Greek invention. But people said this was totally reckless because it jeopardized all of the long months of work that went into the latest European Union plan for Greece, a plan which would give Greece new loans and a write-down of 50% of some private debt in exchange for these tough austerity measures and structural reforms that Greece has been slowly, painfully, sometimes accomplishing in recent months. But people haven't ever voted on that. Another reason he wanted to propose this referendum is because his own center-right opposition has constantly opposed all of the austerity measures in the Greek parliament, so basically leaving all of the responsibility for this on the socialists. And he's been seeking broader consensus, and what Papandreou might have accomplished with this referendum idea is to finally get the opposition behind the austerity measures too, so that he has broader consensus. We really have to see how it plays out. It really changes, you know, by the minute around here.
Do you think if a referendum was held today in Greece for the bailout, it would pass or fail? Would Greeks really choose to just let their country default rather than get bailed out by the EU with austerity measures imposed?
I think that it's a, you know, it depends how you phrase the question. If the question is, do you want to stay in the euro or not, I think Greece would say, yes, I want to stay in the euro. If the question is, do you support the terms of this complicated loan arrangement with the EU, that becomes more of a referendum on the government, and I think that that would probably fail because people are so angry at having to have had all these pay cuts and tax hikes and endless austerity with no end in sight.
Or another way to frame it would be, do you think the austerity that will be imposed on you will be worse with the bailout or worse with a default?
Yeah, no, it's a really good question, and the default is a total wild card. I mean, in some ways, the country has defaulted, although it hasn't really defaulted. It can't, you know, it cannot possibly pay what it owes, and so the European Union now for months has been scrambling to come up with a solution that doesn't allow for a default, that allows everybody to kind of share the responsibility. I mean, again, what we've really seen in Athens, what makes it so fascinating here in Greece, is that this is just the true conflict between markets, democracy, politics. We see all of the fissures in the European Union revealed. We see all of the chaos of Greek politics. We see angry people. I mean, it's really amazing. I mean, Greece, to me, I think it's the problem child of Europe in many ways, but it may may also be kind of a sign of things to come. I mean, it is the front lines of the future of the global economy.
And tomorrow we'll be looking at Italy in this context, which is a country you usually report from, but listeners will talk about Italy tomorrow. In your piece today in the Times, Rachel, German Chancellor Angela Merkel was quoted saying the referendum in Greece would be about nothing else but the question, does Greece want to stay in the eurozone, yes or no? In other words, stay with the euro as its currency or disentangle itself from all those other countries and go back to the drachma. Why is that a central question?
Well, I mean, it's a central question because for so many reasons. One of them is, can Greece and Germany be in the same currency? I mean, this is the real question. The German economy is one thing, the Greek economy is another. And the other, you know, there's everyone's kind of bluffing here, because even if Greece decided, okay, we want to leave the euro, there are no mechanisms for that. There are only mechanisms for joining the euro, not for leaving them. So who even knows how that could happen? I mean, I suppose it could happen. They'd have to decide that there are going to be two different euros, one for the southern countries, one for the northern ones. But, I mean, I think she, Angela Merkel, really wanted to frame the question, like, are you in or are you not? It focuses the mind of ordinary Greeks who maybe don't understand that this is really what's at stake here.
The G20 summit has started, President Obama included. What can he say? Does he have anything he can say about all this?
Well, I mean, if the situation is changing by the minute, he should choose his words carefully, and so should I, frankly. But, I mean, I think that there's this sense that America keeps saying, you know, Europe, this is your problem. I mean, the White House issued a statement the other day about the Greek crisis saying, we think this is a European problem. Europe should resolve it. It should cohere, coalesce, and get its act together. But, you know, obviously the U.S. economy is in the picture here, too, and it's deeply entwined with what goes on in Europe. I don't really know what people are expecting from Obama. You'll have to ask my colleagues who are on the ground in Cannes.
All right. Well, by the end of the day, we may see the Greek prime minister resigning. We may see the referendum confirmed or canceled on the bailout plan. And Rachel Donadio, New York Times Rome bureau chief covering Athens, is on the ground watching these fast-breaking developments. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, how our brains deceive us into thinking we're smarter than we are. Alan Greenspan, you may want to listen to this segment. And then we have the legendary filmmaker, Werner Herzog, joining us in our studio today to talk about his new documentary and his body of work. Stay tuned.